Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today, Bill, in Creighton?
Well, for RIP, Robert Redford, it's Theater Thursday.
Oh, no.
So Shin Daddy has set up an entire theater in the lobby area. Free popcorn, sodas, everything all set up, and they're just going to run Robert Redford movies, but the one that's going to be played twice, once this morning and once this afternoon, is my all-time favorite, like that, which is The Natural.
Oh, that's your all-time
favorite.
That's
my all-time favorite. That's the one that I just love more. Roy Hobbs. It was Roy Hobbs in the movie. I quoted that movie a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I quoted Roy Hobbs a lot.
You see it?
Oh,
I have not seen The Natural.
The movie The Natural is absolutely insane great. You need to see it. Yeah, you never seen it? Yeah, absolutely insane great.
No.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid will also loop. That'll be played this afternoon, but this afternoon only.
All the President's Men.
All the President's Men, The Sting will also be on. I mean, the movies they've had.
Iconic.
Yeah, just
Redford.
Yeah, Redford. Just unbelievable.
You know how many iconic movies he's part of?
Yeah, Redford. Yeah.
Like 10, 12. Yeah. Like
All the President's Men is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, so those will be looping today. But twice, the one show that's going to be looped twice is going to be The Natural.
And he's going free popcorn.
Free popcorn.
Any candy.
What's that? There will be bags of candy also. No free. Candy bars. Everything's free. Cindy handles everything. Bay.
What's the pop situation? Does he have a
soda machine? He brought it in. He brought it in from
that's free too.
Yes, he brought it in from from the convenience store down the street.
Pepsi products or Coke?
Coke products.
Yes,
Coke
smart
products,
man,
yes.
Cindy.
I wonder.
And root beer. You know, that'll be part of the involvement also. But they'll start that first one at 8:44, and then they'll also run that again at 1:44.
So people can sit in there all day.
All
if
day.
They want.
If you want to do some banking?
It's
like that.
Imagine, fun. I mean, it's not a bad deal at all.
Look over. Imagine walking in right at a cool scene. The number of times people are going to walk in and be like, going, "Hang on, honey, I'm just going to sit down for a second. I'm going to watch this part real quick."
You happen to go in with your spouse?
Yes. I'm going to check this out.
Date, like a date.
You could get lost in there for some time. Imagine having to buzz down there, and all of a sudden there's a movie playing you like. And also, you're not back to your house for like 3 hours.
Gone for 3 hours. What happened?
Well, I was down there, and they were showing Robert Redford movies in the lobby. What'd you
popcorn.
Have? Popcorn.
Popcorn.
And I sat
free
down.
Popcorn, yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Shin Daddy.
Grant wants to know, are the buses looping at all? Kids looping down there?
The kids will be looping today.
All right.
They will.
They're going
to
loop?
They have to pick which one they want to go to.
You can't go to the whole day.
The morning showing or the afternoon showing. They want to pick which one they wanted to build a scene. It's just a doubleheader, basically. What? It's a twin bill in
they
the morning.
They could show the Avengers.
What's that?
He was in the Avengers.
Redford was?
I'm 90% sure. Hold on.
keep talking.
Yeah, I don't know that. But anyway, the Avengers will not be shown. That is
not a kid's movie, though.
No.
Right? Isn't that a kid's movie?
I don't know, but we're not watching
Well, here's the thing. Joel in Wisconsin says, I'm blown away that Sip and Jake both have not seen The Natural. There should be some type of penalty
for
that.
There should be a penalty. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. Roy? Roy Hobbs? Oh, man. I've seen it.
Is there more to that
times.
Line?
What's the context on top of that?
That's not like the line
best,
that gets
you're the best
me.
Damn hitter I've ever seen.
There you go.
Suit up.
There you go.
There you go. Ah, yeah.
Text line. This is the first time texter says, hello, guys. I was the NDOT guy who volunteered to be Coach Bush's voice for the day. Appreciate you guys in GBR. Don't have a name? First
Thank
time
you.
Texter, though. Has not texted
he
before.
He
What's
did.
Your name,
he's
Breaker?
The one.
How old was
and
he?
Also, it's very, also like that, they this, if his bosses are listening, he was...
That's
he
Tyler.
It was very appropriate, and it was in the evening, so he wasn't missing work time, and he wouldn't have missed work time to be the voice of the... But he did offer. Hey, just put it on a sticky note, and I'll say it.
Thanks for...
So, that was very nice
that's
of him.
That's quite the... Yeah.
Yeah,
very
transportation.
And that's a 402 number?
308 number.
308 number.
Yeah. Yeah. They were driving big trucks.
This is
there's
the
a lot of big trucks. There's a lot of big, there's Fords everywhere. Just big Ford trucks parked everywhere in the parking lot.
What hotel?
We are at the Comfort Inn Suites,
okay.
Which is right, there's a conglomerate of hotels yep. right
oh,
there.
Oh, I know the area.
Area.
Yeah, I know yeah. the area.
It hurt me, Jake, because what do I like to do when I go out there? Where do I like to go the night before if I'm out for an event?
Cunningham's?
Cunningham's in the lake. That's where I like to go. And didn't obviously, there was no chance of me
you were Ill.
Going out.
You were under the weather.
Under the weather.
Food
so
doesn't taste good.
Thank you.
By the way, Robert Redford was in Avengers Endgame. Yeah. Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Sip.
You're welcome.
Thanks to Shin
There'll be no Avengers being shown, but they're
okay.
not saying it's bad. Just not just, they just weren't doing that.
It's not part of the loop.
Okay. Yeah,
it's not part of the loop. Not okay. one of the things you vote on.
It's okay. 464-5685, call or text as always. We have a question I want to address before we get on to what I have for
oh,
the rundown.
Wow.
This is from YouTube.
Do I need a pin?
No, I don't think so. Mark okay. Mark says this on YouTube. I'll put the question up for okay. people can see it. It says,
the tube.
I got a question for the coach. Is the Nebraska offensive coordinator holding back plays they are good with so that the first Big Ten opponent does not see them? Do you think he's holding back plays for the
oh,
first
Oh, I'm
three
sure
games?
There's certain things you always have in your bag. There's certain things that – and you're always going to have something, you know, developed for each game plan. Hey, this is a specialty play. The run game probably be pretty similar. That's something you don't usually have a lot of change up in. Hey, we're going to run this counter. We're going to run this certain run game. Occasionally there's one or two, but that's a little bit more to it. They want to make sure they have their protection set. That's the biggest thing they want to make sure they have. They don't want to get a free hitter or what with you know. I didn't study Michigan hard enough in that Central Michigan game. Whether they're you know if it's more all the pressures are man. If there's creepers mean we're going to rush four in an odd way and still play zone behind it. Either a five man pressure, which is kind of a man free concept, or there are the fire zone concept, which is three under three deep, or if they're a max pressure. Bring six and play two under three deep zone behind it, thinking the pressure is going to make things happen early. I don't know how to delve how deep Wink Martindale goes into that, but your protections will be one of the things that you'll want the most. And usually you get less exotics on first and tens and possession and P and tens, we call them. And so I would look for some sort of play action shots, big plays to happen on first and tens, P and tens, control downs is when you think those are going
to
happen.
How'd that defense look to you in the Central Michigan game? You watched the entire Central Michigan game. What does Michigan's defense look like to you?
Well, I thought they were much more aggressive, and I'm just wondering if that's like because they were playing a team that wasn't obviously as talented as Oklahoma was. I thought they were a little passive against Oklahoma. So whether that was because they were concerned about the ability to scramble by Mateer, the ability of the receivers. I'm not sure. They did change up a little bit later in the game. And so that's where things will lie. You'll get a pretty good feel for them right away with what they feel their matchups are like against the wide receivers and how many times does Nebraska think they can just win. Meaning, hey, we got the look we want. We're taking the shot down the field. Here we go.
Okay, but the big question is how are they up front?
Solid. They're not the wrecking crew they were last year or the year before.
They had two first-round defensive
linemen they are thick and square. Okay. You're not going to see an unbelievable lot of twitch where it's just, but they are strong. So that as far as being maintaining the line of scrimmage, very hard to move. Push and negative plays up the field, that's not where they operated at. So it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same inside. But they do, but they also, they say even before the season started, they're 12 deep.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
So they will be fresh. They'll have a fresh team out there ready to go.
12 deep in the D-line.
In the D-line. They have a lot of 12 numbers.
12 deep. Yep.
Wow. Yep.
How'd they cover?
Yeah, I thought they covered well. But like I said, I don't have a good enough feeling to say when I watched them against Central Michigan. I watched a lot of the Oklahoma game, obviously. And they covered okay in the Oklahoma game. They played a lot more zone than I anticipated in the Oklahoma game. And in my opinion, Raiola's able to find the spots in zones. And he has very good eye transfer and able to process. So I would expect to see more man-to-man. That's what I expect to see from Wink.
But you can – I mean, Dylan can handle man-to-man.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a strong-arm quarterback.
Yeah, doesn't he can handle. I'm saying that's what I think you're going to see. Try to take away some of the free, easy access throws. They're probably watching – I talked about this after the Cincinnati game, how many throws were uncontested. Cincinnati played with the 3-3-5. I just kept saying, there's no one here. They just gave layup throws. And so remember they kept saying, God, there's all these short throws.
You won't see that as much?
I don't think they'll see that quite as much. I don't think they're going to let him. I don't think they're going to allow him just to say, I just throw it to that guy and it's plus six guaranteed.
But it's a little, you have a more of an opportunity to win deep though, right?
More opportunities with that. And then you'll see, they'll have man beaters. Then usually the man beaters are by formation. They're going to get into snugs, bunches, rub routes, things that cause difficulty for man. So they'll have all those. But he'll have something that they have not seen 100%.
You better have some receivers that can beat man.
But Dylan Raiola, let's start there because, I mean, he's a guy that came in as a five-star player. Obviously, legacy player. Looked at Georgia, looked at Ohio State, Nebraska is where his commitment is. And he had a lot of buzz before he came in last year and had a good start. A very average Big Ten slate. The buzz has kind of been down for him nationally, but he's got 8 touchdowns and no picks so far this year against Cincinnati, Akron, Houston Christian. If he has a good game on the big-time CBS broadcast, 2:30 on Saturday against Michigan, and they win, I think buzz picks up for him again nationally.
Picks up. I don't think it'll get out of control because I don't think people are looking at Michigan. I think if Nebraska were to win this game, I still don't think nationally people are going to go, okay, Nebraska's here they come. They're back. I don't believe that. I don't think the national people feel Michigan. They know Michigan's not Michigan. I think it'll help Nebraska and it'll help Dylan, but it wouldn't be like beating Ohio State.
Sure.
I mean,
it wouldn't be quite the same. And also with that, the reason that Nebraska disappeared was because of their schedule.
Yeah.
It's like us, Florida State played Bethune-Cookman or something, or Florida State, they won their opener. Their last two games, we even talked about them.
No.
Florida State has not been talked about since
East
the day.
East Texas A&M.
And they play Kent State this week.
Yeah, so there's no discussion of them. I mean, no one's talking about Florida State.
Nope.
They're really good.
Went off the radar.
Went off the radar because of their schedule. That's why Nebraska went off the radar. The game caught some interest of Cincinnati. It was a Thursday game. There's other games on that night, and it was a late game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it caught some interest to watch. But again, the world wasn't clamoring to see Nebraska-Cincinnati.
No.
As far as the big picture.
Locally, they were,
they were not, even Cincinnati, they had 2 fans came to the game. So it didn't catch a lot of buzz. And then when you have two teams like Akron and Houston Christian, then nobody nationally even pays attention to anything.
Not really.
The attention, way different this week.
It'll be different.
Way different.
I don't think it'll get out of control for Dylan if he has a big game. People will notice. I just think it goes with the other conversation.
Well, he's already getting a bunch of buzz because of the Mahomes lookalike comparison. You see it all the time on ESPN, and that's not even his fault in terms of what he looks
like.
No. I mean, he does fall, mimic him in some ways, but...
It's a big game for Dylan. I mean, it really is. I mean, you got to... He struggled down the stretch. Not totally, because he was all right against Boston College and very good against Wisconsin.
Correct.
But... by and large, last year in Big Ten play, it got rough for him. So now, what's it look like? What's it look like against a team it's a manageable game? I mean, so let's see it. He's played pitch and catch at a super high level, though. He makes it look really easy. He did against Akron and
Houston Christian.
Kind of did against Cincinnati, but like Bill said. You call them what? Easy access throws?
Free access throws.
Free access.
You're close.
Yeah. So now what's this look like? And you said it earlier too, and you know they're gonna heat him up. They'll hit him. He hasn't been hit much. I think everything will be okay, but you just don't know till you see.
Was he given up two sacks this year?
Two or three.
Three max. Yeah, I think he's been sacked three times max this season.
He didn't get hit last week.
No.
He'll get hit. They'll make sure they hit him in this game.
Yeah, I mean, again, these are Bryce Underwood will have a lot of buzz around him. If he already has a bunch of buzz for Michigan,
yeah.
So you got big time buzz on both sides at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan is getting back to the national buzz, which Bryce has right now. But it should be a fun game to watch regardless.
Oh yeah,
the way the ball comes out of Underwood's hands is impressive.
Is it?
It's impressive. Just watch him spin it. Just watch him in warmups.
Looks good.
It's pretty impressive.
6'4", 230.
Yeah, pretty impressive. And
pretty big dude.
If you go down to the field and just walk by him, see what he looks like. Yeah. You'll be like, oh wow, that's interesting.
Okay.
Still a true freshman. Yep. I'll always always factor that one in forever. Sometimes true freshmen play in differently, but they're asking a lot of him, and they're asking more of him than what they would have asked him in Harbaugh's offense. They're asking more from him. So, but he does have a few starts under his belt. He's had a big game, and so I think that you're going to see a very motivated Michigan team. They're not rolling in here going like, yeah, we're Michigan. No, not at all.
You know, you got Underwood. Now, how's he looking? What I've been told is he throws a lot of fastballs. Doesn't take much off of it.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
No, he's got some touch balls that I've seen. He threw one to the tight end in his first game. I mean, he had some balls. He can throw some touch balls. Yeah, he's not just like a rubber band. A rubber band is like, they let it go. A rubber band to me, when they're just whipping it all the time. Right. That's Texas A&M. That's just that
Marcel ball. Reed.
That's him. He just whips. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, touchdown. So wide open, 20 yards over his head.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take... That's the difference, with him.
I ask because you got to get a couple picks here.
Yeah. I have zero.
You got to get a couple picks.
I have zero interest in false motivation. Oh, that's bulletin board material. Any of that stuff I think is just trash. I don't like any of it.
Why?
But there is something to remember that 2 years ago when Michigan came, was it 2 years ago when they came here? Their quarterback was basically making out with his girlfriend on the sideline.
That's correct.
During the game.
During the third quarter.
During
the
third quarter.
It was 28-0 at half. JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, and his girlfriend came down, and he talked to her, and then they kissed.
During the game.
Yep. He's out of the game. Came down. She came down and talked to him for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They showed him, talking, gave her a kiss, and then she went back to her seat.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that was something I'd never seen before in my life. I've never seen that before one time in my life.
You don't see it.
No, you don't see that. And I was like, okay. Now, again, I don't think – I'm not showing that. I'm not talking about that. But that was just a unique thing that I've never seen in my life.
I hear you.
Opposing quarterback just had his girlfriend come down.
Not good.
And they
if Dylan did that, not good. It would be looked upon.
Be
oh
yeah,
it'd be. I was that.
His dad might come out of the stands.
At that game, I was like, "Are you serious?" Even because I'm going like a Harbaugh team that couldn't have went over well. I don't think Jim was like that was pretty funny. I bet that did not go over well at all.
No.
But that game was like I said, it was. And even though that score never got out of hand, it was never even a game. It was
45-7, right?
Yeah.
Score.
But it was you could just see when you watch the game, it's like, okay, one side clearly much more talented.
Woo.
Woo.
Yeah. Was it stark the difference that day?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I think going into that game, there was some optimism about Nebraska hanging in that game. I think you talked to the fans, they thought, hey, we got a chance here today.
Well, they laid down a little bit, and that's when Rule had that Sunday practice where they went full pads scrimmage because he felt that they did not compete. And I felt that way too, and I voiced it hard and took a lot of flack for it. I didn't think they competed. It was just like, okay.
It was 28-0 at halftime.
Yeah, then they didn't compete. I mean, and then Rule had them practice full go on Sunday, and it was a ordeal, you know. And then I think they came back pretty well from it, right? Came back next week and won at Illinois, I believe. Yeah, they did.
Well, that was the Friday night game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Came back and won at Illinois.
When we come back, a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills
next
on Early Break on the Ticket.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.